Following podcasts may contain themes of an adult or horrific nature when featured within an attraction. It may contain adult language and is not intended for people below the age of 18. Listeners of a sensitive nature should turn off now. All opinions and views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of ScareTrack, ScareTour, or any of our associates. Now, let's begin the show.
You're listening to ScareTrack, the UK's first scare attraction podcast in association with ScareTour. Now, please welcome your hosts, Mikey, Sean, and Hannah.
Hello and welcome to episode 21 of the ScareTrack podcast. On this episode, we will be bringing all the latest news and rumours, listener feedback, and our feature section is an interview with scare actor and attraction designer Brett Jones. It's great to be back in the studio after our on-location episode from ScareCon in Margate 2016, and it was so great to see so many old friends and fantastic to make new ones too. If we didn't get a chance to speak to you, I can only apologise. We had hours and hours of audio to edit. I tried to see as many people as I could, and we could only fit so much in the episode. Obviously, we did some live videos while we were there, so hopefully we managed to get you in that. If we didn't get a chance to speak to you, or you didn't feature on the show or on Facebook, social media, but you would like to be on the show, if you have an attraction to promote, anything like that, just please do not hesitate to contact us. We love this as much as you do, and we want you to have a really thriving event, if it be Halloween or year round. So please just give us a call, give us a message. Our details will be in the listener feedback section. So let's introduce my partners in crime for the show. Sean, how's it going, buddy?
Hello, I am very well, thank you, Mikey. I've just recovered from ScareCon. It's been a couple of weeks now, though, hasn't it?
Yes, so, a couple of weeks, but it does. We were knackered when we got back.
Yeah,
absolutely knackered. It's just, but it's so worth it.
Yeah, it really is. And I was so gutted that I couldn't, you know, be there by your side every step of the way whilst you were recording. For everyone listening,
well, you're a busy boy.
Well,
though,
you know, that's just it. I was busy on my. I had the stall this year, the October candles.
Yeah.
Which were a huge success. And I would just want to say, if anyone's listening and they brought a candle, thank you so much for supporting me. And I just hope you enjoy your candle. There's going to be much more to come, I promise you. We are currently working with a scent distributor who they distribute scent to...
Cool.
No, wait, I'm going somewhere with this. They distribute scents to large attractions. I don't want to obviously give it away.
Oh, okay,
let's just
cool.
say they're going to be fucking cool. Awesome.
Awesome.
But, yeah, like I said, I'm gutted. I couldn't like walk around with you all day recording. But I know me and Hannah managed to get a couple of pieces during the evening.
Yeah, you got a few drunken snippets in
I
the
know.
End.
Well,
we weren't drunk.
Me and Hannah.
Not as drunk as you, mister.
Oh my God, wasn't he so drunk?
I know.
I got so drunk that I was supposed to interview Dr. Hayes of Circus of Horrors, because I was lucky enough to interview him last year. And I got too drunk, so I had to send you guys over.
You did.
How bad is that?
I remember saying to you, Mark, you can't go. We've got to do this. We've got to get this one.
We got a good soundbite from him, though. We got a good soundbite from the Circus of Horrors, which is awesome.
I think I was so drunk at that point that I was just like, I don't care who he is. Because I was so nervous. I was so nervous to ever, like, I would never do that normally. But I was like, I've already had way too much to drink, so I'm just going to be like, hey. I was like, hey, Doc, how are you? but yeah,
awesome.
He's brilliant. He's an absolute legend, and he's amazing.
Yeah, it's great. And he gives us support as well, which is nice. There's always, you know, commenting on and putting things on the Scare Actors page, which is another page that I run along with fellow Scare Actor Martin Simmons, actually. We run the Scare Actors page. He's always putting stuff on there. So That's the point, actually. Any scare actors out there that are looking for new jobs, go onto the scare actors page. Cheap plug.
Yeah.
Right, let's move on. My partner in crime is sitting to my left.
This is the time for Mikey. Sorry.
This is what?
This is the time for people to go out and get a job for scare season.
Good point, actually. It is. Now's the time. Everyone's recruiting. The page is getting really popular. People asking for jobs. People offering jobs. Lots of new places opening. Lots of places reopening from last year. So, yeah, if you are a scare actor, which I know a lot of our listeners are, and you need a job, go onto the Scare Actors page. It's called the Scare Actors Group, and it's on Facebook. If you can't find it, just ask us at Scare Trek. So, we've got the female in the room is Hannah Page. How's
Hello.
It going?
It's going well. I'm absolutely sweating in this summer heat. I'm not one for the hot weather. Since I was last on the show, I've just moved jobs again.
Again.
So it's nice to just sit down and chat with you guys and not think about facts and figures and stuff. So I'm very looking forward to the show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have a female on the show.
Yeah, we've just got diversity now.
No. I was saying, you introduced Hannah as a female. I know she is a female.
Thanks.
Okay, on with the show.
No, but you did. I was like...
What would you like me to be introduced as?
The amazing Hannah.
The amazing Hannah.
All right.
Okay, so...
We'll go with that one.
So, the amazing Hannah. Shall we get on with the show?
Okay.
Fantastic. perfect. So, before we get into our news and rumours section, just a quick short mention about our partners and sponsor.
Hello, Dr. Hayes here from the infamous... Circus of Horrors. You're listening to Scare Track.
Scare Track is proud to work in association with Scare Tour, the review site for the best scare attraction reviews and from around the UK and the world. Just visit www.scaretouruk.com.
Scare Track is now a member of the Haunted Attractions Network, the one-stop shop for all your horror-related podcasts and a free monthly digital magazine to wrap it all up.
October Candle is Scare Track's official sponsor. Make your home smell like Halloween all year round with the October Candles range. From Burning Witch to Manor Musk, October Candles has a wide range to give you the best smells of Halloween. Visit www.octobercandles.co.uk and order yours now.
We're also lucky enough to have a new sponsor with Home Haunts UK, which is another page that myself and Sean are very happy to be a part of with Lee Conway, who we had on the show on episode 19. We had a long, extensive talk about home haunts within the UK. So it's really cool that we've now managed to create a group for fellow home haunters around the UK and the world, in fact, to be able to come chat to us, ask advice, discuss what we're doing for this year's Home Haunts. So that's Home Haunt UK on Facebook, and the website will be coming soon.
So let's get on to the UK scare attraction news and rumours.
The UK scare attraction news and rumours.
So our first piece of news comes from Immersive Events, who operate within an abandoned prison. They have announced brand new experiences coming in 2016, including a new interactive horror experience called He's Master's Plan, a prison escape game adventure.
As announced exclusively at ScareCon last month, Scare Kingdom Scream Park will be back once again with 7 brand new attractions, including Snuff House Alone, which will replace the sick and twisted Psycho Mantium.
More Atmosphere news now. Atmosphere are teaming up with the infamous Russ McCamey from McCamey Manor to present Snuff House After Dark, a brand new 4-hour extreme immersive attraction. If anyone doesn't know what McCamey Manor is, then prepare for a shock and search their videos on YouTube.
Doncaster Fear Factory have announced 2 of their new attractions coming this Halloween, The Dig and The House That Drew Breath. These will be part of the lineup for the brand new event.
York Dungeons recently reopened after the floods they suffered over Christmas. It includes a revamped Vengeance of the Viking scene.
Extreme Scream Park at Twin Lakes have now announced their full lineup for the 2016 Halloween season. Check out their Facebook page for more details.
So we have some sad news again this month from Derren Brown's Ghost Train. Obviously, there's been delays, and there's still no date set for the attraction opening. But I'm just gutted. I can't wait for it to open, though.
I know. It feels like we've been talking about this forever now, and it was supposed to open May 6th. Then they said by the end of May. Now they're just saying whenever.
Whenever.
It's a shame.
Maybe by Halloween. Fingers crossed.
It's infuriating because obviously Thorpe Park's so far south for us that we were going to go on our way to Margate and it didn't open on time. And then we were going to go next week, which is mid-June, but it's not going to be open again. And then for us,
we don't know when we'll get a chance again.
Summer holidays are so rampacked with work that we're not going to get a chance. And then we're going to Orlando, so we're probably not going to be able to go until next year.
Yeah, but of course... I mean, obviously, Thorpe Park don't want any delays. Not like they planned them. So fair play to them for wanting to make sure we have an attraction that's completely finished. So we'll keep you up to date over on our social media as well as the show about the opening of Derren Brown's Ghost Train. But with bad news, we have some great news. The awesome 2.8 Hours Later is set to return this year.
Twisted Attractions Terror Park is now open for selected weekends up until Halloween. You can buy tickets for the Birmingham Scream Park from www.twistattractions.co.uk.
Our friends over at ScareTour have exclusively revealed that the vault from Tully's Shocktoberfest will be replaced with a brand new attraction named Coven of 13.
Dr. Fright's Halloween Nights have announced each of their mazes this year will be themed around a different decade of horror movies. Sounds exciting.
Atmosphere Scare Entertainment have teamed up with BBC Three's new television show, I Scream. The team will be providing live performances for the show.
So it's now time for our feature section of the show. So hello, Brett Jones. How's it going?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Not too bad. It's really great to have you on the show. So thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely.
So obviously we've known each other for a few years now. And we know that you've managed to work with multiple scare companies, you've been acting, you've been creating. But what we want to know first, and what our listeners want to know as well, because some listeners may know you, some listeners may not, how did you sort of get into the scare world overall?
It's a good question. I get asked it quite often, and I think I've given a different answer every time. it started with, if any of you have seen Psychotel, Lottie, who is played by an actor called Kaz Benson. She, I think, randomly had a small like charity scare attraction in my local theatre. I didn't know her at all. I put on Facebook about that I'd made this Halloween costume and I wouldn't even have a chance to use it. So one of my friends said, "Oh, here's a number. Phone it. They're doing some ghost walk thing." So I turned up the next day in my costume. Turned out it was a scare attraction. And it's kind of worked from there. I started doing my own things and stuff like that. So that's kind of how it really started. And that was maybe about nearly 6 years ago now, I think.
Awesome. So 6 years ago, you sort of fell on it by mistake?
It was your cherry.
I just said I didn't. Yeah.
Sorry. Inappropriate.
Yeah, it was a complete mistake, really. I was bored, and someone said, "Oh, here, I'll go and do this if you're so bored." And it turned out to be this horrific thing that I do now.
I think that's how most people fall into it, though. No?
Yeah, we accidentally...
I mean, we fell into it,
yeah,
didn't we?
Someone dragged me through Saw Alive. I said, right, this will either make or break our friendship for the rest of my life. And it made it. Yeah. It's the slippery slope of scares. Once you go in one, you just need to carry on. And it appears that's the same case
for
you,
Brett. I like
that
saying, Mikey. Slippery slope of scares. I said soap.
I do like that. That's good. It's a good tagline for something, that. I quite like that.
Awesome.
Anyway, Brett, let's talk about Psych Hotel. Personally, I was gutted I couldn't visit the attraction, but we've all seen the amazing video on YouTube from the guys at Scare Room, I believe. Yes. How did you come about Psych Hotel? What is it all about?
Well, it started off when I was asked to do the Premier Ghost Tours in Chester that turned into Chill in Chester. And the manager of the hotel and the whole kind of building wanted to do something a bit more extreme over Halloween. So me and Ollie, who were both working on Chill in Chester at that time, we thought, well, we've got a whole hotel here. Let's use it all. So it kind of came from that. And we decided to try and market it as the UK's first full scare hotel that was completely used specifically for scare attractions.
Sure.
So we tried to market it on those types of things, and the only way we could really do it to its full potential was to actually use the hotel as it was and all of its actual spirits. So you hear about Trevor, who is an actual spirit in the building, all these different things. The main concept behind the whole thing was to make it as real as possible to the situation we already had, rather than making all these fancy sets and everything and going all out on something. We thought, we already have the set. The set is the hotel itself. It's already an amazing building. Some weird, as you see in the videos, all the floors are like on a 45 degree angle.
I bet it's easier to walk through when you're drunk as opposed to when you're sober, yeah?
Yeah, it is, yeah, it really is. You feel the same either way, drunk or sober, really.
So the concept, Brett, what's the concept? Is it so the guests, they go into a room, or do they walk around the hotel itself? Do they kind of spend 10 minutes in one room and then 10 minutes in another room? What was the concept? What was the kind of layout? How did that kind of go about?
Yeah, well, I mean, we took the already proven concept of what is scare rooms, the stuff that Alton Towers have been doing for so many years, and many other companies have done scare rooms as well. And we took that and used it as a basis. So you do check into your room, and you're taken into your room. There's already actors in there to start with. And then throughout the night, you're brought out of your room to many different scenes. We had the manager's daughter's playroom. We had the dining scene. We had the cellar in which all the past guests had been locked in. So the idea was to try and control a situation in which you're always out around the hotel doing different things. There were some cases, which you don't see in the Scare Rooms video as such, in which we had two rooms downstairs somewhere as well. So you would meet other rooms along the process a lot of the time.
Awesome. Yeah, I remember watching the video. Obviously, it's a whole night that sort of condensed into an hour and a half in Dr. Andrew Georgiadis' Scare Room video on YouTube. But it looked really, really impressive. Were there many sort of like... obviously, you were a creative mind behind this, and you said that you use the real-life spirits that were there to create the attraction. Did you like come across any snags? Was it like... was it a simple enough attraction to run, or did you find it harder? Like, were residents not happy about it, or did you have any guests that weren't quite sure what it was about? I'm sure it's quite a difficult attraction to sort of run from start to finish. What were sort of like the issues that you found whilst running your attraction?
Yeah, there were a few. I mean, this was mine and Ollie's first major event, so we did jump in the deep end with it, really. But it was kind of a go all out or go home situation, really. We wanted to try and make the most of it while we had a situation where we were just being given a hotel. Of course, we wanted to do as much as possible. It's funny you said, was anyone not expecting what Psych Hotel was and how it was run and stuff like that? I believe it was the second night of Psych Hotel. there were a couple who were booked in, who were booked in as a surprise.
Oh no way.
I think it was an anniversary or something along those lines, and their friends had booked them, just a hotel. Oh, it's the King's Head, you'll love it, it's great. Needless to say, they locked their door within about an hour of the 7 hours, I think.
Wow.
There were some situations where people came and really didn't... I mean, scare rooms themselves said that it really pushed some boundaries from other scare rooms they've been to.
Absolutely, and they're the guys that know best. Well, so.
Yeah, and it was a bit of a starstruck moment for me and Ollie. We used to... Half of the time you watch these scary videos, me and Ollie are stood outside the room listening to what they have to say. A little bit startled. we've watched these videos for years. We love them so much. So when they were like, oh yeah, we'd love to come to Psychotel, we were like, yes, please do.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I think the part where Steve jumps at his jumper that's moved behind him or something like that. me and Ollie are laughing right outside the door. We just stood there. We probably should have been running the event, but you know.
Nah, you gotta laugh a bit though, innit?
Priorities.
Priorities, absolutely. But I can't believe someone actually bought it their friends as an anniversary present. I mean, no wonder they locked the door. I don't know what you guys do on your anniversary, but on my anniversary...
To me, it sounds like the perfect anniversary.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, for us, it would right, be, wouldn't love. It, yeah.
awesome. No, Psychotel. If any of our listeners haven't actually seen the Psychotel video, definitely go to Andrew Georgiadis' YouTube page. Just search for Scare Room. There's multiple Scare Rooms throughout the years. And Psychotel was Scare Room 7, was it, Brett?
It was Scare Room 7, yeah.
Yeah. So Scare Room 7, and you'll have a good couple of hours
I'm
of
sure
laughs.
We can also put
it's
a
really
link
good watch.
In
yeah.
In the show notes. Yes.
We'll put them. Yeah, just give me more work. Absolutely.
Love
absolutely. Awesome. Let's carry on. Let's go.
Okay, so Brett, we had the pleasure of first meeting you at PUP's The Barn, where you were gracefully chasing us in the finale. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your favourite attractions that you've acted in?
Okay. The Barn was a bit of a highlight for me in some cases, because it was one of the situations in where I was kind of asked over by PUP. This was before I started working with PUP, just as a bit of an actor and just to help them out with a few things here and there. And the finale was supposed to be a chainsaw, and if you recall, I had a shovel in my hand.
I think it was just as terrifying. Well, actually, I preferred it.
This is the thing, is the reason was that the chainsaw just basically died on me. So within the first night, I thought I need to make a finale, a bit more finale than me just yelling at someone. and there just so happened to be a shovel in the scene. So there we go. So I do like situations where an actor has to think on their feet and things like that. Someone that maybe has had to do something a little bit different to kind of get their scares in, something that I think a lot of actors do have to do in a lot of cases, unless they're very specifically kind of scripted and put in one place to do this exact movement here and there.
Of course, yeah.
So the favourite attractions I've ever worked in are the ones like the PUP ones, and obviously I acted in Psychotel, where there's a lot of freedom for actors, and as a director as well, I absolutely love to give my actors as much freedom as possible. So in return, as an actor myself, I'd love to have that freedom to be able to interact a little bit more, to be able to come up with my own ideas, because at the end of the day, you could have the best scare attraction director in the world, but they're not as good as five other brains. So,
yeah.
I think when it comes to acting in the PUP attractions and things like that, where things were a little bit more free, those were by far my favourite attractions to work in.
Would you say, awesome. As a director of obviously your own attractions, given the actor free kind of free reins doing what they want to do, but obviously sticking to a kind of script. What do you think is the best kind of way to, you know, say to an actor, look, this is what I want you to do, but take it into your own context and you do what you want to do?
Okay. It's what I did with Cypher Tell quite a lot. The Bill, who played Richard Underwood, the manager of Psychotel, he completely wrote that character himself.
Right.
We obviously wanted a manager, and we wanted him to kind of be a certain way. But in terms of all the little bits of backstory, and you wouldn't believe the amount of backstory he kept coming back to us with. He is such a pleasure as a director to work with. He comes back with extracts from books to kind of portray a specific part of his character. And wow. If you watch the Scariums video, he actually slowly alters his costume to make him look more and more disheveled throughout the night.
And that's awesome.
Oh, wow. And depending on what room he was in, it was how he was dressed and things like that. It was the amount of thought he put into it, and a lot of the other actors as well. Kaz, who played Lottie, again, worked very closely with Bill on kind of getting their relationship very good. So there's a lot of things to look out for when I think it comes to some of my attractions, like Psychotel and like the one I'm about to do now.
Yeah, of course.
Because the actors have a lot of freedom with what they can do. And I also think it helps the actor as well. It's a bit of ownership.
Yeah.
It's all well and good being given a character, given a script, and you do it, and you can do it great. But I always find an actor will work so much better, they'll be so much more positive about the whole experience if they can come up with a bit of it themselves. At the end of the day, we're all here to scare people and have fun. So to have a little bit of direction from everyone not only helps me, but helps themselves getting into their role a bit more as well.
Absolutely. Awesome. Great stuff. So we've covered Psychotel, and obviously we've covered a bit of you scare acting yourself and working with PUP and other events as such. We need to move on to Cracked. You obviously worked close with the team, I know, during its first incarnation mostly, is that right?
Yes. The second year, yeah. I had a show on myself. So I kind of had very early input, and then afterwards I kind of took a bit of a side role in it. But Crack 3 is coming up, and I'll be full steam ahead with that. So.
And I'll be nowhere near it.
I don't know, I think we'll be able to change your mind.
We'll see. We'll see. Well,
I highly doubt it.
I don't know. But can we just delve into just a little bit of what it was like? I remember that first year, and at ScareCon 2015 it was, when Michael Bolton said, right, we've got the team from Cracked doing a talk. And then I saw Brett Jones stand up, and Lee Conway, and Sarah Wilson, and Rosalie. And I'm just like,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Or what?
Yeah,
what the hell has happened here?
Saying, why have they stood up?
It's like, where's Blake? What's happened? I do not understand. So can we just delve into it? Obviously, before we get into the attraction side of things and talking about how you were running that attraction with the other team members, what was it like being sneaky when people didn't know it was you guys?
I loved it.
I bet.
At first, it was so difficult. We're all so used to, we all run attractions ourselves, and we're all so used to being, the first thing we do is we email you guys, we email Michael Bolton, we email anyone possible to get our attraction out there.
Yeah.
So it was so difficult to have this quite a big attraction that had an amazing reaction to it. And for no one in the industry or anyone, even the guests who were coming through that didn't know anything about the industry, to not even know that you had anything to do with it. And it was an interesting, it was essentially a social experiment. So we have someone who still people don't specifically know. Some people might actually know said person, but they don't know that they're related to Cracked. So we decided that this person is going to, even after we reveal that that the people from PUP and I was involved and Paul and everyone else, even after that, we were going to make sure that they have a massive distance from it. So we thought, how do we make sure that no one knows it's us? Well, we'll create Blake. And Blake can be a portrayal of this person who's helped us out and this person who kind of actually came up with the idea, really. So I decided to use my housemate, Joe, who you've all seen, who everyone has seen, and people have tattoos of him on their legs and things.
Well, that's it. That's a good point. Actually, you mentioned that Joe's your housemate. Is Joe there just so we can have a very quick, sneaky chat, and then we'll continue this talk about Cracked?
Yeah, sure. I'll give him a ring now. I'm sure he's in the house.
Perfect. It would just be fun to have a quick discussion with the infamous
Blake.
Okay, it's ringing. Hold on.
Oh, we've got him on speaker.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah.
Do you mind popping down, please? I've got Scaretrack here that want to talk to you.
Yeah, of course, mate. I'll be in a sec.
Okay, thank you.
Alright,
bye. Cool. Long
time. I'm glad he didn't say something like, "Oh no."
Who the hell are they?
I love the fact that it was so casual. Did you guys rehearse that?
Yeah, we've been at it all day. We have he'll be down in a minute. So.
Didn't even phone him, he was just sat there.
Yeah, that was it. I just had a recording of a phone ringing.
Do you know what, guys? I feel like that should be a new section of our show. We should prank call someone the industry.
We totally should. We should, but we don't have anyone's number.
Okay, guys, okay, here he is. Give us your number.
Alright, I've got him here.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, Joe. It's Mikey from Scaretrack here. Thank you for joining us. Obviously, you're Brett's housemate, and apparently you play the original infamous Blake. Is that right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's a cracking American accent you can put on.
Oh, thank you very much. I've heard mixed reviews.
We just wanted a very quick chat, really. Just obviously we're not sure how much you know about Cracked, and in fairness, people who aren't in the industry or haven't been through Cracked still sort of not know a hell of a lot about it. The main thing I wanted to ask is that, do you think it's a little bit crazy that there's that, like, multiple people getting tattoos kind of, I'm not going to say in your honour, but kind of because of you, because a character that you and the team created. Do you think it's kind of random and weird?
In a word, yeah.
So do I.
I think it's cool. I mean, like you say, I don't actually know a lot about Cracked other than what Brett's told me, and from what I've seen from pictures and videos and interviews and stuff like that Brett's been watching or Brett's showing me in the house and stuff. And also when I was getting ready to film the bits where I was Blake and everything, he gave me a little bit of background information then. So I don't know a lot about it, but I think it's nice that people can care so much about something to get it, like, kind of immortalized on their own body.
Yeah. I mean, I was speaking to Hannah. I didn't complete it, unfortunately. I managed to crack halfway through. Wait. But it's one of those things. Yeah, they got me. It's one of those things that I came back and I was physically and emotionally exhausted. But I actually said to Hannah, you know what? For people who complete that, I can kind of understand why they've got a tattoo. And I think there's 3 or 4 members of Cracked now, whether they be actors or participants. Well, test subjects have all got it now. But yeah, I mean, we just wanted to ask you how it felt on your side, really. And also, is Cracked something that you think you would go through?
Maybe. I haven't really thought about it, to be honest. Possibly? I don't know.
Maybe. Brett, get him in.
Well, I've never thought about it. I've never thought about, like, how far I would push myself in that kind of situation or anything like that, but...
That's a good point.
I've got a little bit of a weak stomach when it comes to, like, certain things. Not like blood and gore or anything like that, but, like...
Food.
Yeah, I don't like... You know, like...
You will probably quit at 3 hours and 35 minutes, which is exactly when I was given my dinner. So you'll probably last as long as I did there. But no, Joe, thank you so much for coming and joining us on here. Well, Blake, should I say thank you? And we'll see you in Cracked 3.0 then.
Possibly, yeah.
Maybe. Awesome. All right, thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Blake.
So Brett, Joe wants to do Cracked, he
says.
Sounds
like it. I think he probably should, really, the amount of stuff he's been putting through people. I think maybe.
The thing that I don't think he realises is that people are literally obsessed with him. I don't think
I wanted to tell him how much they are.
Well, that's the thing. He's obviously the face of Cracked, he's Blake. And obviously, that's who people... When you tell me Blake, Joe's face just pops up in my head. You know, the video, the very first video you showed. That to me is Blake. And, like, he has people fantasizing about him. I just wanted to know...
Fantasizing? Well, that's not the word you should use, is it?
I'm sure there's some people out there. Let's be honest.
there really are, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow. Wow. Anyway,
weird one, because he isn't Blake, but it's just what everyone, and it worked perfectly. We attempted to try and make everyone believe that Joe was actually Blake and not anyone else.
Of course,
but the fact that it's still sticking now, and there were still some. Crap players this time round, Tabby, her name was, who still thought that behind that mask was Joe.
We spoke to Tabby at Scarecom. We interviewed her because she did Cracked twice within a week.
Insane.
Bless her. She is hard as nails, I'll tell you that. Absolutely hard as nails. You gotta love Tabby. But yeah, no, I totally agree. Some people... It's only because I'm... Like, I know lots of people within the industry that I knew that it wasn't Blake, you know. So, it's such a... We spoke to Lee Conway about this in episode 19. It's such a good sort of character and storyline and theme of an attraction. It's not just, there's a game, there's another game, there's some running around, there's another game. It's an actual legit story from A to B of what you are, why you're there, what you're doing. And this lead character of Blake is so... What should I say? Horrifically realistic, if that makes sense. In the fact that there could be a person like him out there who wants to do this, you can honestly believe this is legit. Exactly, it's crazy. So that's why I suppose people such as Tabby and myself at one point, and all of us, you had us all at one point.
Yeah. There's still so much more to the whole Cracked story and who actually is Blake,
that scares
hopefully
me.
We will be able to reveal that eventually, and all these. There is a lot of things that people still don't know. There's actually a couple of things I don't know about the whole thing, because it is a big team behind Cracked, so things get said and then maybe not passed on sometimes, and so that there are a couple of things that about the actual Blake, that even I don't really know. I've only met said person twice, so it's all really interesting, and I'm 100% sure it's going to get 10 times more interesting.
It's kind of like a really good series on Netflix where you just want to keep watching more. And every series, there's like this amazing thing that happens. That's basically who Blake is. Blake can just, you know, create this amazing thing. And you just want more after each kind of episode. Like, when will he appear next? And what will he be doing next?
Well, that's a story it's something that I don't want to find out.
It's something that it's a very organic thing, Cracked. We obviously do a lot of planning for the actual event, but in terms of how it comes around, how people perceive
Blake...
Sorry,
guys, that's my phone. It's not my phone.
Don't mind us.
We're only conducting a live interview, Sean.
I'm downstairs today. I'm not in my...
Sean's downstairs, everyone. Sorry, Brett, carry on.
As I said, it's a very organic thing that Blake can change completely from one week to another. Whether, obviously, we have the whole... the backstory and everything like that, but that doesn't essentially mean that that is all completely true. It's not completely all false either, this is the thing. So we have all these different things lined up that could change all the time. And it means that crack 3, crack 4, crack 12, who knows? Blake could be there, Joe could be there. There is a lot of different things that is still to come that even we're not sure might happen.
Well, that's the thing. And I mean, for a sideliner like myself that would never want to take part in Cracked, hearing the stories and, you know, I want to say ethos, if that's the right word to describe Cracked, it's the unknowing of what's going to happen next and how can they take this any further. But it's also the story of Blake and who is he that captivates me. And like you were saying, Brett, the fact that, who knows, one day Joe could actually appear in Cracked just, you know, would excite me.
I've tried to get into ScareCon on multiple occasions.
I think he would be mobbed.
Oh yeah, I
yeah, he'd be, he would be mobbed, wouldn't he?
Specific, like, bodyguards and stuff like that.
Sam
either
Cousins.
That or lock all the crack players in a cage, something along those lines.
Well, it's an amazing icon that you've created, so the whole team.
Yeah, you and the whole team,
really,
absolutely.
Proud of yourselves.
Mm.
So, Joe doing Cracked 3.0, yes, no, it's that sort of grey area, which, segue into next question,
ooh,
you are part of the grey team, is that right?
I say part of, I think there isn't much of us, so I'd say the team in a way.
It's your team, yeah, absolutely. Can you let our listeners know exactly what... So the Grey is a brand new attraction that we saw the release of the video as an exclusive at ScareCon in Margate at 2016. So obviously we got to see the video and it was released shortly after that on social media. Can you let our listeners know exactly what the Grey is?
Yeah, paintball and airsoft has been a big thing for a long time now. It's starting to become a bit more apparent in terms of horror-related paintball and airsoft. Unfortunately, I guess in some cases, it is 99.9% zombies.
Yeah, cool.
So, as much as we all love zombies, I never try to do anything off the book. So, I thought, let's do aliens. So the Grey, the actual name for the attraction is obviously who they are, what they are, the Grey alien type things. And the whole concept behind it is that the actual place it's at is Outpost Paintball in Chester. It is an old Cold War base.
Wow.
And it's all built on top of anti-aircraft guns and things like that. So it's an amazing site anyway. So why, surely there's plenty of reason that an alien UFO has been shot down or has crashed near the site. I say one, there could be more than one, who knows. So the whole site has been taken over by a kind of MI5 secret service type that does seem a little bit, seems a bit odd, because it almost appears as if they're in a kind of a partnership with the Greys. So the actual military, who obviously are they're there to serve the people, decide to go and take control of the site for the greater good.
Awesome.
You as customers, as guests at Outpost Paintball and the Grey, will be helping the military in taking back the UFO crash site for the greater good.
Wow.
So there is a lot going on, and it's similar to many of my other attractions that, like we talked about how much is involved in like with crack and with Cyclotel especially. There's a lot of big backstory things going on.
I was going to say, it sounds like a really, really strong backstory, and obviously it's proven effective. Obviously, your skills with Cracked as well as Psych Hotel, and I'm sure the Grey is just going to be another success for yourself. When is the Grey actually going to be open?
We haven't completely confirmed dates yet. Okay. So in 2 weeks' time, tickets will be going on sale and dates will be announced. But I can let you know now that we are planning for every weekend in October.
Awesome.
So it will be quite a long run in comparison to my other attractions that have been maybe just over a weekend or a little longer. It is a big undertaking, yeah.
Is it a day event or a nighttime event or mix?
It's early evening. We're running for about 2 hours, is what we're aiming to kind of fill the time, but at the minute, probably going to be more than 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because more and more ideas are coming in every single day. The whole event, I'm actually making the alien suits and costumes right now. We're just over there. So we are going to have all sorts of different things going on. And as part of the marketing, I am going to get the aliens out and around the area.
Awesome.
So if you do live in the Wrexham, Chester area, I don't know if anyone listens to this from this area, maybe even Liverpool, keep an eye out for some aliens walking around. You might spot a couple of them at some point.
I love the idea of now, like, our Scaretrack listeners who are in those areas listen to this and imagine there actually was an alien crash landing for real, and they're just going, oh, it's all right, it's just Brett James's team. What's that probe going?
The budget on this is amazing.
Those costumes he created are insane. No, but it sounds like a really awesome event. We really want to go. I'm a bit of a girl when it comes to airsoft.
Yeah.
But Hannah's hard as nails, so.
Oh, I always win laser quests, so.
Yeah, you do usually win. Awesome. Yeah, thanks for letting the team know.
Yeah, like I
there
said,
is one other thing.
Go
sorry.
Ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, there is one other big thing which I'm personally so excited about.
We got an exclusive for Scaretrack.
Actually, it specifically is, yeah. We are working alongside a company called Gecko Star Fireworks, which I guess could give you a hint as to maybe the kind of things that will be going on during the event. We may be blowing some stuff up.
Amazing.
So expect a lot of pyrotechnics and fireworks and even blowing some aliens up. So that's a little
sir, take kind of, my money.
Well, there you go, guys. You've heard it here first. The Grey, expect explosions, aliens, and airsoft. It sounds like an amazing event. And again, it sounds so strong, the backstory. Again, Brett Jones, thank you so much for being on our podcast for episode 21 of Scaretrack. How can the listeners get in contact with you?
My personal I say personal, my email that I'll give out is brettjones92@hotmail.co.uk. That's probably the easiest way to contact me. I'm obviously a lot of any scare actors and things like that, you'll find me on Facebook, things like that. So, and obviously The Grey is on Facebook, and any direct emails can go straight to Outpost Paintball website as well.
Brilliant. We'll be sure to make a link on our Facebook page to The Grey.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, Brett Jones, thank you so, so much for joining us, and we shall see you again soon.
Cheers, Brett.
See you soon. Thank you.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
So, it's now time for some listener feedback.
Gareth Jones has been in touch. By the way, happy birthday, Gareth. I know it was a couple of days ago now, and I'm not sure when the podcast's going up. But anyway, happy birthday. He says, love the latest episode. So many memories from ScareCon. Hope to see you guys out and about throughout the year. Much love. Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah, thank you, Gareth. We also have feedback from Chris Chapman, who says, loving the ScareCon coverage today. Pleased to see Molly Crow and Subspecies win awards too. Well deserved. Well, thank you, Chris. I'm guessing you're talking about all the live updates we did from ScareCon. If anyone did miss ScareCon because you couldn't go, we did have 400 delegates, but we managed to get thousands of listeners. So if some of you guys didn't get a chance to go to ScareCon, listen to episode 20, which was live from ScareCon, and also check out our Facebook page from May 13th. We have all the videos, all the photos from ScareCon 2016.
Sandy Longmore has been in touch saying, great episode, guys. Had a blast seeing everyone at ScareCon. Loads of fun DJing the Scare Ball. In a previous episode, you guys shared your opinions on where to look at scare acting this year. Took your suggestions on board and have narrowed it down to a few places. Towers, Twisted, Thorpe, Twin Lakes and Broadwich are all looking possibilities at the moment, but Halloween is some months away, but nothing is certain yet. Keep up the good work with the podcast, guys, and hope to see you again soon. Thanks, Andy, for getting in touch. Those sound like fantastic choices and we can't wait to see where you end up this year.
And there we go. That's it for another month of listener feedback. Thank you, everyone who got in touch.
If you'd like to get in touch, you can send us a message on Facebook at www.facebook.com/scaretrack or email the studio by emailing scaretrack@gmail.com. Make sure you continue to comment on our Facebook posts too.
Music for the show is provided by Sam Haynes of hauntmusic.co.uk with additional music by Incompetech and freesfx.co.uk. So that brings us to the end of the show, show 21 of the ScareTrack podcast. Again, guys, thank you so, so much for listening. We wouldn't do this if it wasn't for you guys. So thank you so much for all your feedback. And it was great to see you all at ScareCon last month. Thank you. Sean, thanks for joining me. You had a good time?
I had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had a good time.
Yeah. I've had a brilliant time, as always. Thank you for ringing me up on Skype to do this.
No worries. It's all good. No, it's been awesome. It's great having Brett on as well. I think we've all learned some stuff and can't wait to go to The Grey. What do you reckon?
Just as you said that, my Skype went down, so I have no idea what you said.
Oh, well, I actually confess my undying love for you.
Oh, but, my God!
But you'll hear it on the show. What I was going to say next is The Grey. Are you looking forward to going to The Grey?
Yeah, The Grey. I'm very much looking forward to stepping into The Grey. It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
It does. It does sound awesome. I can't wait to. I can't wait to go. Hannah, you had a good time?
It's been absolutely brilliant. No, I'm so grateful to be part of the ScareTrack team, and ScareCon was an absolute blast. And for me, I'm just so happy to be here. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Well, guys, we hope you enjoy the show. Like we say, give us some listener feedback, and we'll make sure we'll put it on next month's show. Also, if you could rate, a review, and subscribe over on iTunes and Stitcher, Podbean, anywhere that you get this podcast, that'd be awesome too. But for now, we shall see you next month. See you later, guys.
Bye.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.